Number 12 is the Bo Diddley beat, which is super fun. And I've been meaning with my rock cover band to throw in a couple of Bo Diddley style, or at least one per night, you know, one per night, but I keep on forgetting. But maybe this will be the impetus right here. But it's it goes 1, 2, and 4, and 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, and there's a silent fourth beat on the second bar, right? So going slow, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, and you just, you don't have to make that sound. The way I'm making that sound is, it's called a chuck. I'm either muting the strings with my fretting hand, you know, like we did before, or I'm using the side of the strumming hand and laying it on there while I hit the strings. They have two examples, Bo Diddley and Not Fade Away. Bo Diddley doesn't really have that many chords, so I chose Not Fade Away. It would be like slow. It would sound like 2, 3, 4. And then if it's faster, 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay, I have to be honest, I don't really hear the Bo Diddley beat that way so much. I hear it like this. I hear it that. You know, so that song, Hey Bo Diddley. If someone called a Bo Diddley rhythm on a bandstand, or even that song, Not Fade Away, I'll tell you how it's gonna be. You know, it kind of sounds, that's the way I play it. So people might disagree with me. So dissecting the rhythm on my little rewrite under number 12, it's 1, 2, and 4, rest, and 2, 3, rest. 1, 2, and 4, and 2, 3, rest. Down, up, up, down, up, down, 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 up, up, down, rest, up, down, down. All right? I thought I was George Thorogood there for a second. Just as a supplement on this Bo Diddley thing, that can be tricky to play. So, looking at the number 12, the rewrite, all right, you have to get your, with all these strums, these are all based off 16th note strumming, so you have to get your hand going twice as fast as the beat. So, if the beat is, let's say, 95, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, or in this case it's cut time, 1, 2, 1, 2, and so your hand would have to go twice as fast as a bass, and then from there, let's slow it down even more, let's go to 85. If you have 2, 1, 2, your hand has to go twice as fast as that, like that. And then from there, it's down, up, down, 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 up, down, up, down, 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 up, down, 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 up, up, down, up, down, down. All right, if the song is Who Do You Love by George Thorogood, you put an A chord right before the last E hit, so. Down, up, up, down, 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 up, up, down, 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 up, up, down, up, down, down. It's a great strum to work up if you work it up faster. We're gonna work it up a little bit just right now. This is 95, so you have to get your hand comfortable doing that. So here we go, 2, 3, 4. Good, and some of you may not be able to do it as fast as, let's say, 110, which is, again, this is cut time, so it's really like 220. You would have to go like this. This is going to be fast for some of you. Here we go, 2, 3, 4. Willie and the hand jive.